God will not condemn the one he has justified, and Christ will not condemn the one for whom he has died and now intercedes. There is no condemnation from any source, for any cause, or by any person, for the one who is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. We accept that testimony of 2 Timothy 3:16 as true, and yet there are certain passages of Holy Scripture which are particularly precious to the people of God because of the great truths they present. Certain chapters of the Bible have been named according to their teaching. For instance, Hebrews 11 is the faith chapter. 1 Corinthians 15 is the resurrection chapter. John 3 is the new birth chapter. And I love Romans 8 because it is the assurance chapter of the Bible. Romans 8 begins with no condemnation and ends with no separation. And almost every one of the 39 verses of the chapter testify to no defeat. That 8th chapter of Romans makes a valuable contribution to the message of the epistle. For Paul, the writer, paints a grim but realistic picture of man helpless in his sins, chapters 1 through 3. He turns the attention to God's provision of forgiveness by grace through faith, in chapters 4 through 6, only to return to man's helplessness to live in the freedom procured for him in Jesus Christ, in chapter 7. It is with great delight, therefore, that we come to chapter 8 and discover how the Christian can stand free in the freedom which comes to him by Jesus Christ. Yes, the 8th chapter of Romans is a witness to the joy of Christian victory. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 reads in this manner, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." Now that statement is a summary of the teachings of chapter 5 of the epistle, which discusses the results of the justification of the sinner before God. Condemnation for sin rests upon every person who does not trust Jesus Christ as personal Savior, but that condemnation is removed for the person who is in Christ. It is surprising to discover that the verse does not contain a verb in the Greek language in which Paul wrote it, for the "there is" at the first of the verse, "there is therefore now no condemnation," was added by the English translators to make the meaning easier for us to grasp. So the statement is not merely a declarative sentence, "there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ." It's a shout of triumph, no condemnation to those in Christ. The therefore is like an arrow pointing to what has come before. It means because of what was just mentioned, the result is. Now to what does the therefore refer in Romans chapter 8 verse 1? It points back to God's provision of righteousness without the law, but through faith in Jesus Christ. It points back to the blessed fact of the righteousness of God Himself being given to the believer in Jesus. It points back to the effects of justification and the meaning of our having died to sin and risen to new life in Jesus Christ. It remembers the weakness of the flesh and the fact of its conquest in Christ Jesus. And the conclusion is, therefore, there is no condemnation in Christ. Now, what is condemnation? Your dictionary will suggest the term means to pass an adverse judgment on one, to disapprove and censure, to prove a person guilty of wrongdoing, to give a judicial decision against and inflict a penalty upon one. It's a solemn word, and yet it is a particularly serious word in its religious meaning, for it refers to one being judged guilty before God and consigned to suffer the condemnation of hell. It would be impossible to imagine a worse fate than to be under the condemnation of God Himself. But the Bible does not leave the Christian to such a fate. It declares, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus." Now that's shouting ground to the believer. Condemnation is used in the Greek text without the definite article, "the." It indicates that the promise is more than deliverance from condemnation at the last day in the final judgment. It means there is no judgment at any time, in any circumstance, which can condemn the person who is in Christ Jesus. Now more than that, the "no" of no condemnation is placed in an emphatic position in the text. It is what we call an emphatic negative and increases the element of denial. We could translate it, there is no sort of condemnation, or not even one bit of condemnation, or absolutely no condemnation. Oh, how perfect our justification is. How wonderfully and eternally are we saved in Jesus Christ. When is that freedom from condemnation received? Paul wrote, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. You see, freedom is present and perfect for the one who trusts Jesus as personal Savior. Deliverance comes immediately when sin is forgiven and one is born again. There is no condemnation from any source. Romans 8:31 reads, what then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? You see, in Christ Jesus, we have died to sin and are risen up to a new life in Him. He is our substitute. He has taken our place. As He is, so are we in this world. Being dead to sin and risen to new life in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, there is no condemnation from any source. The sin problem has been settled forever. There is no condemnation by any person. Romans 8:33 reads, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God who justifies. Now that asks the question, who is qualified to come forward and accuse or condemn the person whom God Himself has chosen? Well, the only person who is qualified to do so is God Himself, and He is the one who chose us and justified us. No person is able to condemn and declare unclean one whom God has declared forgiven, cleansed, and accepted before Him. There is no condemnation from any cause. Romans 8:34 reads, who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. How can a Christian be condemned? He has two great acts of God on his behalf, which assures his security. First, Christ has died for him and thereby made atonement for his sin. And second, Christ is in the personal presence of God in heaven making intercession for him, representing his best interests before the throne. God will not condemn the one he has justified. Christ will not condemn the one for whom he died and now intercedes. There is no condemnation from any source, for any cause, by any person. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Are you in Christ Jesus? You can be. The way to enter in is by turning from sin, which is called repentance in the Bible, and placing your whole trust in Jesus Christ alone, and that's called faith in the Bible. Ask Him to forgive you and come into your life as Lord and Savior, and He will. Father, thank you for the promise of Jesus as He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Grant that many may respond to that offer of grace today and receive Him as Savior. And thank you that everyone who receives Him enters into that relationship with God in which there is no sort of condemnation. And we offer thanks and praise to you for it in the name of Jesus. Amen.